Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Dougman. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Timothy chapter 2. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy. For if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing the seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. St. Paul's second epistle to Timothy are likely his last recorded words in the Scriptures. Imprisoned for preaching the gospel, looking at his impending death, Paul wants to leave Timothy and successive generations with these important words. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. Paul spent decades preaching the word, preaching the same word. Remember Jesus Christ. The central theme of all the Scriptures is Jesus. Everything in the Scriptures revolves around Jesus. His birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, all for you, all completely unbound and unbindable. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Jesus' resurrection is the most important event in human history. It shows that God's word cannot be bound. His death on the cross did not bind his word. His burial in the tomb did not bind his word. When he burst forth from the tomb, he showed that nothing in all of creation can bind his word. Of course, the fact that Jesus rose from the dead means that Jesus, in fact, died. He preached the same gospel that Paul preached. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. This irritated everyone. The scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the chief priest. Everyone in the aristocracy sought to put Jesus to death for his teaching. He was killed for teaching against the status quo in first century Judea and Galilee. Yet it is not only his human opponents that caused Jesus' death. Jesus was born so that he would die for you, for me, for Paul, for all the world. From before the foundation of the world, Jesus is the Savior of the world, the one whom we should remember above all. He is the offspring of David, but he is first and foremost the offspring of the woman. As the Savior, Jesus died so that he would rise again. The Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day. This is, and has always been, Jesus' mission statement as the Savior. In the Jewish synagogues, Paul reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead. Jesus did the same thing on the road to Emmaus. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? We read through the Scriptures to remember Jesus Christ. The Scriptures show us that God's Word is not bound. This epistle, written almost 2,000 years ago in Greek, is still proclaimed today in English and many other languages. No matter how much anyone tries to bind God's Word, it continues to grow and spread against any and all restraints, to bring the truth of Jesus Christ to you and me today. Amen. Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, the author of all godliness, hear the devout prayers of your church, especially in times of persecution, and grant that what we ask in faith we may obtain, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.